All right, everybody. Welcome to September 23rd, Indianapolis Colts versus Philadelphia Eagles. Woo! You guys, in case you didn't know, which I know you did because you all fucking paid for it, you're at the Green Legion tailgate here at Xfinity Live right now. And as a treat, we decided we were going to make you guys put up with our radio show for a little while this morning. Just so you know what we do here, the show is called the DQ Sports Blizzard. I don't know why I gave Diaz top billing on this one because he's a real pain in my ass. But Diaz and Quimby, the DQ Sports Blizzard, it's a little bit different. A lot of you know of our other podcast, The Rob V Show. This is strictly sports, no strippers, no porn stars, although we wouldn't mind one every now and then. Very simply put, we're talking about sports today. We're going to go through a little bit of Phillies to start because I'm really in the mood to rip Gabe Kapler right now.
What's baseball?
I know.
What is baseball? The fans agree with me. Baseball.
I know, but we have to do it. I mean, just for a little while.
Okay.
Just for a little while. Everybody, please feel free to come up, ask questions. We have an empty seat right here. You're more than welcome to join in on the show. We'll kick Rex out every now and then.
Because, as usual.
Because we don't really want him here to begin with.
Stop it.
We're going to tell you who our sponsors are real fast because you're drinking half of them right now. Don't forget about Miller Lite. If you're out drinking, drink Miller Lite. If you're not drinking Miller Lite, drink Yards, especially the Philly Pale Ale. If beer is not your thing, go check out Gia and the ugly dude she's with over at the Stateside tent. And Stateside is our primary and best vodka sponsor. Premium vodka distributed and distilled right in Fishtown. So this is a Philadelphia brand. Also, don't forget Bucks County Baseball Company. They've got fantastic vintage gear. And other cool shit over at their table over there.
Check it out. Zubaz Koozies.
Oh, Christ, here we go. Again.
Zubaz Koozies.
You got one at home.
Mike McVeigh in the house. Our friends over at 422 Jeep Limerick. Go in, talk about sports, come out, and didn't even realize you bought a fucking car. Also, Ken Hutchings at all the Kavanaugh's restaurants who paid for all of your ponchos today.
Did Sean Henderson get one?
He did. I really wanted to
take
see a Disney poncho, though.
Wherever you are, Sean, we're coming for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't deserve it.
And, of course, don't forget afterwards, head over to Delilah's with your ticket stub for no cover and all the beautiful ladies over there. All right. Everybody to my left, my co-host, my good friend, our social media director of the Green Legion, we got Mike Diaz right here.
Give it up.
Yay. I'm pretty sure your girlfriend didn't clap at all there. And then we got our boy Rex Conroy next to us. Merchant Marine off a ship for a little while. Yes, ladies, be careful. Do not get in front of him.
Oh, shit. Thanks for having me, Kip.
What up, Rex?
All right, look, we're going to jump into this because we only got about 15 more minutes.
We got about 15 seconds on the Phillies here.
All right. Everybody, and you can also chime in from the audience sake. Can we agree that the Phillies had a meltdown?
Sure.
13-14 in the month of August. 6-14 in the month of September. All right, it's not one of the worst meltdowns on the planet, but
I would disagree. I think they were. You take those two together, that's exactly about the team they are. Is it a meltdown, or did they just exceed crazy expectations in August? See, you think August is the norm. I think that's great. That's the opposite way. They're about a 500 team. They have 78 wins. They went over the Vegas line. That's what they are. You just see 13-4, and you think that they're, oh, this is great. They're awesome. They're not. They're not that good of a team. They did lose down the stretch.
Meltdown or regression?
Regression to the mean.
All right. Which scares you more?
A meltdown would scare me more than regression to the mean.
I disagree.
See, I thought they, you know, showed a lot of heart earlier in the year, and then they just were gutless the last month.
A meltdown means there's talent on the team, and they imploded. A regression means they got worse, right? Am I kind of accurate on that?
No. It doesn't mean that they got worse. It just means they were playing really well in one month, and then the next month they didn't play as well. They're about a 500 team. They got 78 wins. That's about what they... I thought they were going to do 76, win 76, 76ers.
Here we go.
So,
by the way, we'll be spending no time whatsoever on the Sixers today.
I'll do that one solo. I can handle that. I'll just go on a rant for 5 minutes.
We know that.
But anyway, so the Phillies, I think that's when you everyone that's in here has to follow Quimby on freaking Facebook, and he blows up on the Phillies every single day, and no one cares. Look, what is baseball? No one cares. But I think you expect more than what they're actually capable of at this point. They're either young or just old and all the way and on the way out of the door. I love the, you know, it's fun to go down to the games and everything like that, but they're just not that good of a team.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Good. Get out of here. Rex and I will handle the rest of this.
By the way, we are titling this episode Quimby's Revenge because as of right now, I am 1-0 and you fucks are 0-1.
By the way,
because I called Cleveland on Thursday night.
Yeah. So Quimby bets on Cleveland. That's all you got to say.
Did anybody else out here bet on Cleveland on Thursday? Did anybody bet on... Oh, shit. Who did? The Jets.
The Jets.
Did anybody bet on the Jets? Okay. I win.
Sure. You're 1-0. Good job. Still started Alshon Jeffrey on your fantasy team on week one.
Can I point out the Phillies won 2 of 4 with the Red Sox, and I think that's important to show that they were able to play well.
Then they shit the bed at the end of the year.
They gave up. They
Just
were gutless.
In case you guys wanted to know, this gutless. Is broadcasting live on our website. However, it's not broadcasting on any FCC-regulated website, in which case we're going to say shit, piss, and fuck every now and then. If your kids are here, well, you deserve it.
If your kids are here, awesome. Good parenting. That's the way to do it.
I'm looking at a kid right now.
Good parenting. I like you. I'd like to meet you. I want to learn from you.
Okay, important question. What players would you keep moving forward if you're building this Phillies team? Because I have two.
Wow.
Nola and...
Hoskins.
And Hoskins.
Would anybody else keep anybody else on this team? Henderson, who? Huh? Ramos. All right, aging catcher, nagging injuries this year. He's going to command a lot of money. He's going to go to a team that's a contender for a lot of money for a 1 or 2 year deal. He won't be here next year. Nice pipe dream, but not going to be here. Who else?
I like that Nick Williams.
I'll take Nick Williams. I like Roman Quinn, but you know Roman Quinn has had a lot of injuries in his career. It's good to see that. What are you doing, man? I'm getting an echo. Yeah.
Look how easily distracted. Easily distracted he is.
Just so you know, there's going to be a few screw-ups along the way. Yeah, producing, dropping sounds, running a tailgate, and co-hosting a show is a little busy. All right. Roman Quinn, Nick Williams, Rhys Hoskins.
Nola.
Ramos, if he's there. Obviously Nola. Anybody else? Any other player?
That's about the only Phillies that I know on the team.
Does that look like a fucking team to you?
I don't pay attention to baseball.
Yeah,
all right. Because it's baseball.
Next question, last Phillies question. What do you guys think about Kapler and analytics?
I got strong opinions on this deal.
Okay, hold on a second. We got a thumbs up over here. We got thumbs down over here. Thumbs up. Anybody? Raise your hand if you like Kapler analytics. 2. Raise your hand if you think he needs to learn how to manage. Yeah, you guys are fucked.
Well, those are two separate issues. There's analytics and there's managing. DJ Paul from Tampa, DJ Frank and Paul. We were talking about this this week. I think the Phillies, the problem with Amaro, we're used to the last decade and the decade before that leading up, and the one of the knocks against Amaro, among others, was that his refusal to accept analytics. This is how baseball is now. It's not just, Kapler. Like, this Kapler is our first experience with it, so all these old baseball people are like, I don't like these statistics.
I'm the old man on the fence right now.
But that is baseball. So if you don't, now we could talk about Kapler's in-game decisions and this and that, but, like, the analytics aren't going away in any, we get rid of Kapler, we bring someone else in, that's baseball now. So just, I don't want to argue about freaking analytics anymore. It's a part of the game.
We're going to have to, because analytics suggested to Kapler that Aaron Altair should have been in the lineup for that first game of the Braves series. He went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts and lollygagged a fucking single in from left field that caused Swanson to get to second base and pretty much nailed the coffin. Okay.
But over time, that's how statistics work. You're looking at small sample size.
In what fucking statistical category do you see Aaron Altair batting under the Mendoza line?
Especially when we're trying to win the
division. Starting where you could have put Justin Bour at first base and kept Hoskins in left field.
Talking about Bour, this is baseball talk.
Justin?
No, Bour.
Bour.
It's boring him.
I guess it went over his head here. I'm falling asleep over here. What I'm saying is, what statistics mean is over the long term, that's how it will work.
Yeah,
that's
your statistics suck my ball. Wait,
there you go.
Here comes the
how would you like to suck my balls?
Yep, that's what I had to say to Gabe Kaplan. Anyway, we're gonna move on because it is now Eagles time.
Right, that's what we're doing here in the rain.
So who's
look at this Colts guy? Everyone, say hi to the Colts fan behind me. Say hi to the Colts guy. What up? Look at that.
Does anybody really have any problem with the Colts?
Nah.
Nah, I don't either. I mean, I love the fact that the owner's at Cocor, but am I wrong?
Oh, no.
Guy's fucking nuts.
Well, whatever he can get his hands
yeah,
on.
Yeah, of course. All right. Is anybody happy about Jordan Matthews' return?
I think woo. We talked about Jordan Matthews the other day.
I think I have a clip for that one too. Welcome back, Jordan Matthews. Jesus Christ, this team is decimated.
That's
right.
And Jordan Matthews really isn't a big deal. We talked about this on Wednesday. A flashback here. If you need a wide receiver on your fantasy team right now, there's nobody available, right? Those guys are actually on teams. So when we're looking for a wide receiver that's a free, like, there's nothing available. So
zero.
Like, we just know Jordan Matthews, but if he had started his career in Oakland or something like that, he would just be a guy you're bringing in. It's not a big thing.
Do you think it'll help Jordan Matthews today that it's wet?
Here, silver lining here. Jordan Matthews isn't anything to get excited about, except, though, him and Carson.
Although he may have scuba gloves on. Where's Scuba Steve when you need him?
Him and Carson are best friends, right?
Oh, my God.
They're besties. So they're at least they got a relationship prior to this. They, you know. I'll tell you what, though.
I think that helps his confidence when he comes back.
Jordan Matthews is not going to score today, but if he scores today, I don't want to see that stupid necktie, handshake, you know, business thing that they did. Nah, you
can
really drop
talking
that.
About the celebration.
Mike McVay, you're out there. Get your ass up here to the radio show right now. All right, here's the real question. We're going to start because we've got a list of stuff to go through. And then we're going to actually take a break so you guys can listen to music and not put up with us. All right, Carson Wentz. Everybody's happy that he's back, yes?
Woo! Of course.
Does he have enough weapons in the current lineup to even be effective? I mean, you've got Zach Ertz. Outside of that, what do you have?
And our run game's not
that's
a threat.
That's why it's good to have Carson Wentz. If Carson played that game in
so
Tampa...
So you want mobile Carson Wentz coming off of a massive knee tear.
I'm not saying mobile. I'm not saying necessarily mobile Carson Wentz. I just think Carson Wentz as an overall quarterback, passer, reading the defense, all that, is better than Nick Foles. So okay. Yes, it's maybe he makes three plays today that Nick Foles doesn't make... And I you win the game. This isn't going to be a big game. I don't think it's like a 35.
Oh God, this game is
game
under, game. under.
Yeah, it's like 20-17.
Aside that, all right. Can we agree? Last Sunday's game, I thought this was a loss from the beginning. It's Tampa in September. It's hotter than the underside of your nutsack.
It was so fucking hot.
The team plays in that. They train in that. The Eagles don't. They look like they were gassed. By halftime.
I was gassed by
I
halftime.
I was gassed by the time I got in the fucking stadium.
Yeah, how did you get in there? Did you get a wheelchair? You call wheelchair
I did.
Assistance?
I had
is that what you did?
I don't think you should be making fun of people like that, man.
I don't. But you?
You
yes.
were the one running around on a golf cart all fucking night.
That was Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I was not in heat stroke or anything.
But Nick Foles had a ton of time.
Yeah.
And couldn't find an open receiver to save your life. First rule of receiving, find a seam. Find a seam. Come up. Come back to your quarterback. Don't go deep. Come back to your quarterback, find a seam. I don't think...
He had great protection last week.
He did. It was a double-wrapped condom. But...
Wow. I don't know what that means.
You've never used one, so we got that.
That's actually riskier, by the way.
But does Carson find that with the receiver core that we have today?
Yes.
I was watching that game. You were watching that game, but you were smashed.
I was not smashed.
You were hammered, dude. You were hammered from the fucking second you got up.
These are lies. These are lies.
I didn't see the receivers getting open. I saw Nick missing a few receivers downfield. But when he was scrambling, I didn't see them moving around enough to find a seam. And I thought that was...
Yeah, you're right.
Pretty damn odd.
They're decimated. I don't think Jordan Matthews moves the needle either way.
Well, since we're talking about the receiving core and the bleak situation that we have there, and as soon as we get done talking about this next topic, we're going to turn Tree back on.
Tree.
Group. DJ Treevoy Murphy.
DJ Groot.
Are you comfortable with the running back situation? And Mr. Fumbleitis, Josh Adams, who had a remarkable preseason.
Listen, you can't call him DJ.
Come on.
You can't call him Fumbleitis.
He was. How many fumbles did he have in the preseason?
Two. Two lost.
Ah.
The third one doesn't count. If it's recovered, it doesn't show up on the stat sheet.
Oh, look who finally decided to
join us. Oh, look, it's Captain.
Hey, we got a white chair for you, so you contrast, brother.
Captain, on the show on Wednesday night, Captain said he was showing up today here at the tailgate at like 11:30. We said, that's unacceptable, sir. And so he said he'd be here at 10.
A little while ago, he said 10.
And he's showing here at 10:18. You got to do a better job. Do better.
All right, listen, here's the deal. Jay Ajayi, out.
Yeah, back.
Darren Sproles, out. Yeah, Corey Clement goes on the injured report on Friday with a quad injury. How does that make you feel being Wendell Smallwood as your featured back once again?
This is the Corey Clement game. I'm just saying it right now. This is the Corey Clement
game. Did you read Coach Peterson's statement about that?
I did.
We got to make sure that we balance Corey out. Yeah, we're getting a lot of feedback there. You got to turn it that way. I think that'll help. Nope, not at all. Anyway, yeah, Captain, we're going to get back to you after we come back from break here. But
sound issues.
Wendell Smallwood, he's going to get 12 to 15 carries today.
Doubtful.
Yeah, all right. Are you comfortable with it when it happens?
No, but what else you got? Mr. Fumbleitis, is that what you want then?
I don't want Josh Adams to see one bit of grass time. And that means smoking it, too.
Yeah, I was going to say grass.
All right, period. Don't want any of it.
A day like today is going to be one of those times when we really regret not going out there and getting a big back again to replace LeGarrette.
Because I was about to say that, which obviously Rex read his notes. Oh. Got one name for you right now that would make everybody feel a little bit more comfortable about today. LeGarrette Blount.
Who has been invisible in Detroit this year.
He's not invisible. Yeah, well, it's Detroit.
LeGarrette Blount is Jordan Matthews.
Are you fucking kidding me? Detroit is where careers go to die.
Especially when you have Stafford back there, you know? He does nothing
but
pass the ball.
He's the worst.
This would have been a perfect game for a big back. Perfect day. Rainy, and they have a shitty defense.
I hear you. All right, look, when we come back from our little bit of a break, we're going to start talking about how Michael Bennett is already not happy with his current role as a Philadelphia Eagle, which I'm looking forward to hearing more about.
I'm surprised you didn't wear your Michael Bennett jersey today.
I bought my Michael Bennett jersey. You know what the I should have done is anybody I don't like, I should buy their jersey because inevitably they get injured for the rest of the season if I ever have one.
So you have a Cobb jersey?
Wow.
Yeah, that's Quimby's favorite in many aspects. Favorite player. Favorite food. Favorite.
Put on the reverb right now. Not too bad. Okay, good.
Sounds good.
Good to hear. Captain. All right, everybody. We're back on the second segment of the DQ Sports Blizzard. We're welcoming back to the panel Diaz to my left.
What up, TTP?
Rex a little bit further, and finally,
all right,
our good friend Captain, who calls in at the worst fucking times all the time. Why do you call in when we're on break every time?
It's all about me. I'm a busy man.
You know what? You got to get a little closer to that microphone.
Man, you sound smooth. Captain sounds smooth over here.
Cap, turn it up just a hair.
Yeah.
Just this point way. It up a little bit.
There you go.
And get about right here.
About an inch away.
There he is. All right. Welcome. Captain Dents, serving freedom all over the world, stationed in D.C. We're happy to have him always and every time. And my ride or die partner. I will never forget watching the strip sack in the Super Bowl, and the only thing I could see next to me was Captain Dempsey's smile.
Yeah, that's because you were crying. You didn't see
I was.
It's pretty bright.
Oh, man. All right, real quick. Big man, what's your name?
Anthony,
and who are you to me? Besides a pain in the ass.
Family.
Yeah, family. That's it.
That's right.
Actually, I don't get to see my family enough. My cousin Ashley is right over here. Ashley, raise your hand. Let everybody see.
That's by choice.
No, cousin is by default.
No, they don't see you by choice.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Well, that the Bechtel family is the only one that that actually still pays attention to me. Everybody else, her husband Zach and their newborn Raylan over there. Everybody. Yep, she's getting airtime too. Say hi to everybody.
What up?
Hello.
All right. Big man, I'm going to send you back over to your mom. Happy to see you. Ashley, Zach, thanks for coming out, you guys.
Stay
I don't
warm.
See you enough.
There was some reverb on that.
Well, that's because I don't know what I'm doing.
That's right.
All right, we're back on Eagles topics right now. And
professional shop over here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right. So we talked about this right before going into break. So has anybody read the story about Michael Bennett not being happy with his current role?
Next topic.
Surprise,
can
surprise.
We just move on?
We know Steak's a big fan. Steak, your big ass is getting on this show before the end. McVay, I know you heard me out there. 422 Jeep Limerick. Walk in talking about sports. Walk out not realizing how much money is spent.
That's what happened to me.
It's exactly what happened.
I went
to
Diaz. Oh, Quinn was like, "Oh, go talk to McVay over at Tri County." And I sat there for 3 hours, and we ended up talking about all the invasions we went on, all the games, all the sports, and all of a sudden, I'm walking away with a Jeep.
And that's Major Summer right there. In case anybody knows, she outranks him.
Oh, I did not know that. That's interesting. I like it.
What happened, sir?
I got a guess.
Okay, go. Just take off the headset. Don't carry that with you. All right, everybody, here's a real pressing question that we have on the show. And we've been concerned about it. Does anybody believe the Bucks exposed something in our secondary last weekend?
Without question.
I'm seeing a lot of head bobs and not side to side out here in the audience.
I don't think so.
All right,
well, no? No, hold on a second here. I shouldn't say that. It's the weakest point on the defense. I mean, you would expect every team to game plan to attack the corners. We got a great defensive line, linebacking corps good, safeties good. You know, the corners are the side. You know, they're the weakest point. Are they terrible? No, but it's not Izell Jenkins out there.
toast.
It's not toast. But
when you talk about gangrene point. Defense, everybody forgets number. 11, not a number 11, but the 11th man on the defensive roster, Izell Toast Jenkins.
Yeah, everyone remembers Toast.
We wanted to bring him to London, but he didn't get a phone call. As a matter of fact, I just got a text message. We may be getting a visit from your favorite and mine, one Hollis Thomas might be stopping by here in a little bit.
Hollis, where are you, man? Let's do it.
Do you have the drink for him?
The best part about Hollis is you never have any down radio time. That son of a bitch can talk from the second he wakes up until he falls over.
But
but he's got a good voice as opposed to my grating voice on your...
Yes.
Well, you asked the question.
Yeah, let's talk about the secondary. And what do you, can T.Y. Hilton do anything against the secondary?
It's possible. The question was, did the Bucks expose something? I think it's been obvious to everybody. That's the weak point of the defense. Did they expose anything? We're not going to win all 16 games. I'm not happy about the loss. Captain, we were at the game last week, and I didn't even get to my seat. I couldn't find our section. It was all fucked up. Like, section 245, it was not posted. I was frustrated. DeSean Jackson scored that first touchdown before I had even got into my seat. So, I'm like, oh, shit, it's going to be one of these games. And, you know, we were in it. We lost. This is way, way too accurate.
A lot of feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're working on it, man.
But did you think that they got exposed?
No,
just,
I mean,
we knew that.
Let's not forget they gave up 500 yards in the Super Bowl. So
exactly.
Well said, sir.
Yards can be gained against this team. The question is what happens in the red zone, and they play great red zone defense.
That's true.
On that first one, though, that was Jenkins' fault.
Yeah. There was some sort of miscommunication.
I mean, granted, there was no tackling.
Yeah, the tackling was awful.
The whole game.
Exactly.
Tackling was awful.
You know, they just need to go back to keeping receivers in front of them and then making the tackle.
I was going to say, if you let one of the speedy receivers behind us, they're going to burn the shit out of us every time.
So that's T.Y. Hilton.
Right, but that's only one man, and he won't be that fast today.
It's true.
And are you really going to be beaten by a guy named Eugene?
You don't like that name?
That's why he goes by T.Y.
Eugene.
You guys, we're having a little bit of sound issue right now. This is the first time we're doing this, so bear with us, please. You can still hear us okay, right? Steak, you can hear us? Everybody else under the other tent can hear us? You guys can hear us? All right. Tree's going to try to work on that as we go.
DJ Groot.
DJ Groot. All right, well, let's simplify this conversation real fast.
Yeah, because we're simple people. We got to keep it slow. My brain ain't working that fast right now.
What is your biggest concern on offense?
That we don't have any players.
Well said.
Oh, man. You know, and going into the season, is this just my mic that's on? That's not? Going into the season, we knew Alshon was hurt. We knew Wentz Peters was coming back. Sproles was coming back, but they didn't play in the preseason. We didn't see him. We didn't see Wentz. Mac Hollins at the last minute went on the IR. It's easy to say, well, you know what? All I want them to do is, you know, let's hope they're 5-3 at the break, and then we have our rush. And that's still my overall feeling. Except when you're in the moment, it fucking sucks when there's like nothing. Like, man, how are we going to get through this game? So, and I, even in September, coming into September, if we can go 3-1, I don't know how it plays. I'm going to be real happy. But now in the middle of it, it's a slog. It's not as much fun as you'd want.
Well, here's the good thing. So now we have an Eagles team that plays the long game. In the past, every game was critical because you didn't know if they'd ever win a game.
That's true.
So we have a good team. We've got a good coaching, and so we can weather a storm of injuries. You could weather a storm of injuries, and still be successful at the end.
Oh my God! Is there any point in time where we're not going to have to worry about injury? I mean, we went from last man or next man up last year to, oh my God, we had to sign Jordan Matthews out of retirement.
Stone hands.
Scuba Steve.
2 months from now is November, and that's when it counts. So I mean, I know you hate it. But that's the truth.
No, bro, we found out that the road to the Super Bowl
is at home. That's right.
You have to be the first. You know what? You don't have to be, obviously. But right now, is this team good enough to go on the road in the playoffs and win 3 games?
No, but it'll be a different team in November, and that's, you got to keep that. It sucks, dude, but that's the truth. They are going to be a different team.
So, Quimby, you pointed this out yourself last week, that this is exactly where we were last year.
It's
at
true.
This time.
That's right.
1-1, yeah, we were losing 1-1. A winnable game on the road, and they just look like a complete and utter disaster.
But they almost won.
But it was an emotional game, the third game, that gave us that kick for the rest of the season.
Yeah, so it's a big Jake Elliott day in the rain. Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Jake Elliott, player of the game already. Yeah, has everybody got that? Jake Elliott, player of the week.
As long as it's a kick that's longer than 45, he's good. Inside 40.
Inside 45, my man's missing out right now. Huh? All right, biggest concern on offense, biggest concern on defense.
Long ball. I think we're going to...
Even in the rain.
Oh.
You could say especially in the rain. Why not?
Please, explain.
Well, you can't run on this defense. You can't run on a defensive line. You can't. Especially at home. You can't run on them on the road.
How many yards rushing did the Bucs have on Sunday?
I'm making this up. I'm going to say 48. I have no idea.
I'm going to find out in a second.
They have the number one rushing defense.
Yes. They have the
even
number,
after yeah. that game.
Any rushing statistic, they have the number one defense. So correct. The way – that's why your question of did we get exposed. It's the only way to go. You cannot run on the team. Good running teams cannot run on the team.
Right. Our tackling in the secondary is miserable.
It hasn't been to anyone's liking for sure. But,
So that's my concern in a wet game. Is poor tackling.
That's right. And that's why I'm worrying about the long ball in the rain. I mean, which other way are you going to go on this team? How they have some sort of game plan. They're going to try and attack the weakness. That was entirely unnecessary.
No, that's what happens in the rain. Come on. That was great.
Yeah, it sounds
it sounds different than on the Rob V show.
Yeah,
it sounds
take the soundboard away.
That doesn't... Just so everyone knows, that drop is called squishy fart. It sounded different... to me than what that was. I thought it was some sort of a quagmire.
They're going to play the tight end game.
All right. So, again,
we
want to make this show completely interactive. Anybody that wants to step up, Mike McVay, you're still being a pussy.
Go get Mike McVay.
All right.
Mike McVay,
get up here. You have no choice.
Where's Steak?
There he is.
Let's just make sure he doesn't talk about Michael Bennett. It's not his favorite player.
You don't like Michael Bennett?
Want me to get up?
I'll get up.
Rex, get up. All right, we're making a quick switch here. They're both as tall as each other, which is difficult to find. Twin towers.
Yeah, I thought I was tall. These dudes are big dudes.
We've got animals over here. Brother Steak, throw that headset over.
Is it going to fit my big head?
Look, your head's not bigger than mine.
True statement.
True statement.
What's up, guys? How are we doing?
And the best part about Steak, Michael Stepke, for anybody that wants to know, say hello, sir.
What's up, guys? How are we doing?
Get a little bit closer to the microphone when you...
I'm not sucking a dick, Quimby. Relax, dude.
I'm sorry, man.
No, you guys keep that till after the show,
relax.
Please.
There are certain things you're responsible for doing while you're here.
I want to give a biggest shout to my Boromir's family.
Oh, look at them.
All right. This is Steak, one of the managers. General manager yet or no?
Yes. Jimbo's a piece of shit.
Good. General manager Barnaby's Westchester and a sponsor of the Green Legion. We appreciate having him out here.
What's up, Barnaby's?
Not to mention the harem. I mean, the
harem.
Cheerleading crew. I mean, all the beautiful babies you brought with you.
That's right, baby. That's right.
And, of course, you've got the Green Lantern standing over there by himself, pretending like he has no social life whatsoever.
But he is double-fisting. And I always give props to double-fisting. Look at this. He's doing the double can.
Absolutely.
Double can drop.
Oh, nice. I love it. Double can job?
Drop, I try. Shit, you guys stop. We got to separate you.
Yeah.
Yo, dude.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
All right. Steak, what's your most pressing issue about today's game? What do you think?
I'm gonna say one name. Dallas Goedert.
Ah, no. We have officially changed his name.
Yes.
We will not say it on our show ever. The last time you will ever hear the name Dallas Goedert is right now. We have renamed him Philly Goedert.
I have. This is what he hates that. He does not like that. He says, "No, my name is Dallas. Don't call me Philly. My name is Dallas." He was named after Dallas.
You score a touchdown, you can start negotiating.
That's right. I say, "Yo, guess what, Dallas Philly Goedert." Philly Goedert, we'll start calling you Dallas Goedert once you fucking step up.
Absolutely.
And I'm on your side. I want it to happen. I'm with you. I want you to score. I want you to have a nice fucking rookie season. We're only in game three. But you're Philly Goedert until you prove otherwise.
I agree. Absolutely.
All right. So what do you think is going to happen today?
I think
with Philly Goedert?
The defense is going to come up big. Fletcher Cox is going to have a hell of a game.
First of all, Fletcher Cox has had an incredible first two games. That guy's been all over the
field. Absolutely.
I got a stat for you.
Go ahead.
I saw Fletcher Cox, however they measure.
I understand that you kind of joke on that every now and then. Did you guys hear that? He went Fletcher Cox.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Obviously, he's not a pro like you over here laughing your
ass off.
I'm
working on it. Fletcher Cox has
That's KT. Relax, KT.
KT.
When you hear Cox, relax.
He hasn't missed a tackle this year.
Oh.
So however Pro Football Focus measures tackles, I mean opportunities and connect, whatever. Anytime anyone is near Fletcher Cox this season so far, they've gone down.
Wow.
He has not missed a tackle this year.
So
he's awesome.
Everybody's gone down on Cox.
Can we just fucking blitz on third down for once? Blitz on fucking third down. One time.
Cap, what do you think?
Well, if your DBs aren't in position to make tackles, that's probably not the best of ideas.
I think I love the blitz on third down, but when the strength of your team is the four-man front, like, you know, you need that other guy in the back. You're right, but that's where the weakness is on the defense right now. I don't think we can afford that. I love that. I love that idea, but you might be like way out on an island then if you bring that extra defender in. You know what I mean?
If it's second to 15, blitz. Blitz.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to wait for second and 15 today and see if they throw another guy down. Yeah, yeah.
I'm with you.
Hey, Quimby, you with us or not? Paying attention?
No, sorry. I'm producing as well.
Producing.
What was the question?
Listen to this shit.
Blitz on third down.
Get an extra point.
Well, I've been bitching about that forever. I don't think they've done enough of it, but at the same time, you know, the entire coaching staff gets a hall pass for 5 years. They want us a title.
And
you can sit here and pick it apart. We could sit here like we were doing earlier and pick the Phillies apart, but nobody thought they were going to play as well as they did this year.
Oh, where's the crickets?
Baseball. I know. Wait, Phillies. Got it. Goddard. It's no longer got it. It's Goddard.
Goddard?
Absolutely.
Goddard.
I just got to say one thing to the Philly fans. Don't boo Carson. If he goes 0 for 5, if you boo him, you fucking suck. This is his preseason. This is his preseason.
I do not speak for Eagles fans.
Do not boo him.
But I don't think that's even. I couldn't even imagine that ever happening.
Okay. We're in Philly. Relax.
Not in game one. You know what? To add to Steak's comment, if in fact you see somebody booing Carson,
punch him in the face.
No. Walk right up to him. Don't punch him in the face because that'll get you a lawsuit. Just bitch slap the hell out of him.
Absolutely.
Allow me to be the voice of reason here.
You are the voice of reason.
This is Philly. Anybody can get it. And if he's fucking up, he gets booed just like everybody else.
He's not getting booed today, and he probably won't get booed this
season. Maybe not today.
Okay. I don't know about 9 years from now.
He is not unbooable.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, are we in the Eagles game or a funeral? It's quiet out there. Why? I don't understand.
We're running a radio show right now. We're about to bring it back up.
Let's go.
Don't worry. Everybody, make sure that you patronize our good friends at Barnaby's Westchester and as well as the Barnaby's around the rest of the city. Tree, we're gonna come out here in about 2 minutes. Want to make sure everybody knows this segment was sponsored by Miller Lite and Yards, especially the Philly Pale Ale that my partner here, Diaz, will not stop drinking.
I'm taking full advantage of the unlimited opportunity.
You won't whack that.
In addition to... His Zumba.
Jesus, you're a child.
How much I don't
you
like
you. Graduated college in 1989.
I'm sorry, I'm still
you're old.
I don't mind saying it. Your Zumbas are gay.
Yeah.
Can we get a little Allison change?
Anybody else think that Diaz wearing Zumbas looks gay?
Yeah!
Lots of dudes saying it.
Guess what?
Not the ladies. The
politically
ladies love the Zumbas.
Fucking correct here. Anyway. Segment was sponsored by Miller Lite and Yards. We're going to come back in about 20 minutes, finish up the show. We want people coming up to the stage and asking questions. We want to know what you think. We want to know what's going on. Tree, bring us up here. We'll be back in 20.
TTP!
Ready? Did anybody not expect that?
Probably getting drunk somewhere.
Yeah, well. Trying to... you can't control them. You can only hope to contain them. This final segment is brought to you by our good friends at 422 Jeep Limerick. Our good friend Mike McVay. Roll in there talking about sports. Roll out with a car not realizing how much money is spent.
That's the plan. We're 4x4, but you know, at the end of the day, as long as Diaz is driving a Jeep, I think everybody else is safer.
All right, everybody, we got our good friend Mike McVay from 422 Jeep up here right now. He is one of our big sponsors. He's taking care of us in so many ways. One of the fine and funny things I found out about today so far, I watched Mike English. Go ahead, raise your hand, brother.
You're late, Diaz.
You're late. Go to hell. I watched Mike English go to the bar, get a plastic cup, walk over to the buffet and put nothing but bacon in it and walk away. Everybody, Mike English.
No one's surprised.
He's the man. Nobody's surprised. My man is not a vegan. All right. And just so you know, moving forward. Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. Anyway, everybody, this is the last segment. We're probably going to take about 10 to 15 minutes. We understand that we want Tree to get you guys a little motivated before you get into the stadium. By the way, it must be said now, most of the opportunities that we have to do something great for our clients has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with the vendors that we work with. We have had a very, very excellent relationship with Xfinity Live for the last 4 years. And today, yes.
Give it up for Xfinity.
And without me asking for anything this week, which, by the way, never fucking happens, they came to me, especially our good friend Justin DeSalvo, who's running around here wet as a rat in a sewer. Hey, Quimby, do you really want to be on the turf field this weekend? We're going to have 100 by 100 foot tent from Oktoberfest that's already erected. Wait, I have a clip for that, even though I wasn't particularly ready. Hey, do you guys want to have your tailgate underneath the tent this weekend? And I said, fuck yeah. So, this tent is not my own erection.
Senior erection.
But everything done by Xfinity and them thanking us for the business we brought them over the last 4 years, which means you guys always supporting us. It's huge. These guys are fantastic. We can't thank them enough. Honestly, right, other than your feet, you're dry right now, right? Some of the women out there, I don't want to actually pigeonhole you on that statement, but no, not supposed to go there?
No.
No. Okay. Anyway, we're going to finish up the segment. We got a few things to talk about. Right now, predictions for the game. I would like to start off. Because I have two words to say. Andrew Luck. I am sorry, I have not bought into the hype since day one. I don't think he's good. I think he's serviceable. And I think we win today simply because Andrew Luck sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, brother. Bring something to the fucking table as opposed to a 2-year shoulder injury.
That wasn't sports related.
That wasn't sports. Thank you, Cap. That wasn't sports related. However, we could say a few things about Timmy J. You know, let's not go there completely. But I'm sorry. I have zero confidence in Andrew Luck as a player, as a quarterback, as a leader. I think occasionally, even though Harambee fucked it up for himself, even though Andrew Luck has a great beard every now and then. Yeah, there he is over there.
Harambee.
Other than your beard, Andrew Luck, you've got nothing, and you have nothing in Philly. I don't know what the score is going to be now with the rain because it's low, but I say Eagles by 17 today.
17.
Mike McVay, your take.
My take is very clear. It's very simple. The Ginger Jesus returns to us today.
The Ginger Jesus.
The Ginger Jesus returns to Philadelphia today. Number 11 will lead us to the promised land. The Eagles win by 20 points. Andrew Luck and that Darby chin strap beard that he's got working are unacceptable in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God. Say that again.
The Darby chin strap beard that Andrew Luck wears is unacceptable. Eagles win by 20 plus. Go Birds.
Yes, yes. That is Mike McVay, 422 Jeep in Limerick. Rex, what do you got?
Unfortunately, I'm not as confident as the two of you, but I believe we're going to win 24-17.
Oh, only by seven. Only by seven.
As confident as you guys.
All right. Do you have any reason for that? Other than looking at the hot chick over there and not paying attention.
As usual. No, I just think that...
Nothing changes, Cap. Nothing changes.
I think today's going to be a little sloppy, and there's a chance for it to be a closer game than we might like.
All right. And to our man defending freedom all over the world...
I don't even know what to say. Last week caused me to question everything I thought or knew about football.
You know what? That was actually an interesting moment. All right. In case anybody doesn't know the relationship here, Captain and I have one, and it's not gay. However, if I was going to have a gay relationship, you would be the closest son of a bitch to that fucking mark as anybody would get.
I like it.
All right. You have style. You love fine dining. I don't think you're yelping, but you certainly review on a regular basis. But Captain is my ride or die partner. I have not missed a game on the road with you that I've been on in 6, 7 years?
Since 2012.
Since 2012, 6 years. Sitting right next to me, putting up with each other, and him putting up with me more than me putting up with him.
Yes.
And him keeping me hydrated on the way in. Anyway, so yeah, last week it was amazing to watch somebody who is so confident about their sports knowledge actually step back and question it, because you never second guess yourself. By the way, if you don't know who he is, look him up on Facebook, William Demps from Washington, D.C. You have to watch his videos. You have to watch his in-car on the way up pep speech. You have to watch his, oh my God, I'm crying my fucking eyes out after a loss sitting in the stadium by himself speech. It is hysterical. We're happy to have him. Tell me what you think about today.
Zero idea. So going in, I thought that we'd win, I don't know, 27-17, something like that. But with this wet, I don't know. I think it's going to be lower scoring, so probably about 21 points or so.
All right.
They're got 16, maybe.
You still think the Birds win?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. How many points? How many points do the Birds win by?
Oh, it's less than 7.
Less than 7. Does anybody know the Vegas line? What were they? Minus 6? Minus 7? What's today's line? Minus 7?
6.5. 6.5. 6.5.
They're saying 6.5.
6.5. Yeah. So that line moved from, where did it start? It started at 5.5,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
5.5 to 6 to 6.5. Oh, 4.5. It started at 4.5. Really? I'm sorry, man. I don't trust you without your beard. Now, I trust you while you touch yourself like that, but we're not allowed to.
Please walk away. I'm not paying
attention. And by the way, let's talk about why we love yoga pants, everybody. Yay!
Today's show is brought to you by Yoga Pants.
Speaking of yoga pants, make sure you go see Gia over at the Stateside Vodka Tent giving shit away. She looks amazing. And by the way, there are a lot of beautiful-looking women here today. And honestly, the game gets me excited, but that's a little bit of a pep rally party in and of itself. Not going to lie. All right, so 6 points?
Yeah.
7 points?
7.
20 points?
That's correct.
17. We're going to figure that one out after today and revert back to that. All right. Anybody here, Eagles fans, think the Colts win today?
I saw one guy in a, like, 1987 throwaway, not a throwback.
Did he drive up in a Pinto?
He did. He with no windshield. He had a Colt sweatshirt on. It was a zipper up, not even a hoodie. And I don't even know how the fuck he got in here. But, yeah, he's back there. Raise your hand, pup-pup. I know you're back there. Raise your hand, pup-pup. I saw you at the beer line. Don't be shy. I appreciate your bravery. Come on, pup-pup. Come up here.
Get over here.
Pup-pup.
Right. We are not going to waste any more time. We want Tree to get back to the playing some tunes. Before we go, everybody, I believe, has about an hour and a half left to change their sleeper picks in fantasy draft. I have a big one that I think everybody should take a look at. Will Dissly, Seattle tight end. They have nobody else to throw to over there. He's a $3,300 tight end. Opens up a whole lot of room for everything else you do. Latavius Murray. Oops. Taking all the carries for Minnesota today because Dalvin Cook is out. At $5,700, a total bargain. Anybody else play it like I do?
I obviously don't.
Don't know, don't care?
Very well.
Yeah. Anybody else have a guaranteed victory in the rest of the NFL today they want to talk about?
The referees.
I was going to say us. Because we always outkick our coverage, especially with the help of Xfinity Live and underneath this tent, where we are completely dry. Final thoughts, Captain?
None.
Zero. He's not the best color analyst in the league for nothing, sir. Rex?
Glad we're under the tent, man.
Glad we're under
Love
the
it.
Tent. Mike McVay, say something about your dealership.
You want to go 4x4, I'm your guy. You want to go topless, I'm your guy. And that has nothing to do with cars. If you want to go topless, ladies, look me up. We'll get you topless. But when it comes to being wet or being dry, Quimby's your guy.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Everybody, we don't care what Diaz has to say at this point. We are going to sign off. Everybody, like I said, Eagles win by 17, 2-1, going to Tennessee. Who's joining us in Nashville next weekend?
Yeah, go Birds. I'll be there. I've never heard country music before.
Well, do a plug for that. Hold on. Do a plug for that.
What's that?
If you're under this tent and you're not signed up for multiple trips this year, you are dead wrong.
Thank you for that.
We have the greatest time. The greatest group. Look at that WIP folks next to us last week.
No, hey.
Who are they?
Remember, with the Green Legion, be a VIP, not a WIP. Tree, take it away, baby.